happiness, contentment. Virtues make our life better. Let us ponder on our virtues. Virtues for Life.
Hello and welcome to Virtues for Life. I am Sister Denise, and Virtues for Life is a program about virtues. It's a conversation with brothers and sisters, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris from all over the world. Virtues, powers, qualities and values are the foundation of our lives, and it is these that determine the quality of individuals that we are and the contribution that we make to society. The laws of spirituality tell us that the most potent way to bring about global positive change is by changing the self. And this program is about inculcating and developing positive change within the self, which enables the individual to become a catalyst for positive change in the world today. Here at Godlywood Studio, I have with me Sister Jagruti Patel. Welcome to Virtues for Life. Jagruti is a Rajyogi since the past 36 years, and she has been involved in the service at Global Cooperation House, which is the International Center for Brahma Kumaris in London. Jagruti also comes with a professional background of commercial and business banking. So you can see that in Brahma Kumars and Kumaris life, we bring together a variety of professional backgrounds with an interest in personal spiritual development. Jagruti, welcome to the program. Today, we're going to talk about humor. Jagruti, you have a background in, you're an artist by temperament, you're very involved in the cultural programs, and I know that you're a very good actress. So tell me, what is your definition of humor?
Good question. I didn't actually know that I had this quality, and it's just come about just being yourself, being light, just being easy with people. But something I think that's really developed over the years is, or what my definition would be, is just going with the flow. Because some things are not in control, or most of the things are not in our control, but we just have to enjoy life. Just like the weather, you can't predict what the weather's going to be. It's either raining one minute or it's sunshine the next minute, but our mood can't depend on that. So as I've grown up and as I've been practicing meditation, I've seen that if you just go with the flow, then things happen naturally and it seems more accurate and it seems more natural.
Do you find you can use humor to handle very critical or crisis situations, because you're in a large environment with a lot of people, a lot of things going on? How do you use humor in that situation?
Definitely, I would say yes. And humor in the sense, not that I'm sharing jokes every other minute, but just being light about the situation. And at the same time, it's not we don't care or I don't care, but it's being very considerate, but being very light about it. And I find that this has helped me over the years just to understand and help me to deal with situation. So I think lightness is a root of natural humor.
When you take on a spiritual practice, in a way it's a very serious thing, because the aim of spiritual practice is you want to become a completely perfect human being, but we're not perfect. So can humor help us to, you know, bridge that gap between what we are and where we want to become?
100%. Again, my definition of humor is lightness. And if you are working towards something in life, or as I will speak from experience, I have worked towards things in life, I've had aims in life, then definitely lightness stroke humor has helped. How this helps is not beating your head around so much or working yourself so hard, but you can only do the best in life. And this slogan, you can do the best in life, means you will always do the best and you will achieve whatever you work for as hard as you work for.
When you're surrounded by people who might be in a bad mood, or they may get frustrated or fed up, or maybe even worse than that, how do you handle that?
Well, some time ago or years ago, I also became like that. And I used to get heavy, and I used to, it used to affect me mentally, spiritually, and physically. Even till today, there is a percentage that does affect me. However, I think I've learned the art of just trying to snap out of it and changing the atmosphere, because that we can do, I can do. Or I would say that with the practice of meditation, like they say, the boat may rock, but it won't sink. And in the same way, I would say that let's change the atmosphere. When I change, the world changes.
Can you give me some examples of how you have used humor, any incidents, any stories, how you've used humor to change a situation?
I can't really think of anything specific now, but I know there's many situations where we plan something and it doesn't go according to plan, or you've been kept waiting, or even just if you're trying to catch a flight. I remember very much a good number of years ago, we were waiting for the flight, we checked in, and we were even near the gate, and then like 15 minutes before, we've been told the flight's delayed. So we waited and waited and waited, and like that 1 hour passed, 2 hour passed, and then ultimately we were told that the flight has been cancelled. So all in all, we were there for like 8 hours. It was very frustrating. It was very annoying. But I do remember there was a group of us, about a good group of 10, 12 people, and we just started talking about other things, and we had a good laugh, we started singing songs, so that passed our time. But I had to initiate that for that to happen, otherwise it was everyone looking at the clock and the watch. So that's one of many incidents.
You are involved in cultural programs in theatre. Can you tell us how that works with your spiritual life?
Theatre in the sense of Global Corporation House, we have Christmas shows, and up until maybe 5 years ago, we used to do about 15-16 shows. We still do performances now. How does that balance in spirituality? One thing is, I've always said to myself that whatever cultural activities I'm involved with, or even just when I'm going to work, but nothing should affect my spiritual routine, because ultimately my strength comes from spiritual routine.
So what kind of shows have you been involved in?
I've been involved in, well, known as the pantomime.
Yes.
So I've done various pantomimes over the years.
What part have you played?
I was a pantomime dame about 10 years ago in The Scrooge.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a small part, but it wasn't a big part, but it was a medium part. 6 years ago, I was involved in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which involves 5 major kids, and I was one of those kids.
And how did your humour work in that?
That was a tough one, because we used to rehearse till 12, 1 o'clock at night. But I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I used to look at the positive side. And as I developed on the role, humour just came naturally. And many people tell me that I'm gifted by this naturally, which is true. I never knew that this was a part of me up until 21 years ago. So when the opening of Global House happened, we started doing plays in Hindi, Gujarati and English, and that's how I've developed over the years. So it must have been within me. Maybe it was just not used to that extent.
Talk a little bit about sanskaras, because you talk about something being within you, and we know from our spiritual study that that would be a sanskar from another time. How do you, you know, make that as part of your sense of identity, knowing your sanskaras?
Do you mean of humour or just generally?
Humour.
Like I said, I didn't know that this was a part of me. As I've developed over the years, or as I've done so many programs and shows, and really I've been involved in 90% of the Hindi programs in Global Corporation House, but obviously I'm involved a lot with the Christmas program, so December is quite busy for me. As I've developed, as I've taken part, I've seen this, I've recognized it. I didn't know I had it to an extent until it was like my birthday, or people were sharing good wishes, or they'd write you a blessing, or we used to just play games. Sometimes we just may have a family gathering and I'd do the virtue game with them, which means just sharing what your neighbor's name is and their quality. And like that, that's how humor used to come up with me, with my name, or jolliness or cheerfulness. As I realized or recognize this to be part of a sanskar, I knew of inner values. It made me more aware of my inner values.
How do you think of your personal identity? Not in terms of your, you know, the theoretical thing. We know we're souls. We have these essential, original qualities of purity, peace, love, all of these. But you know, your individual identity, because after all, in spiritual practice, we still remain individuals.
One thing I do in London is teach positive thinking, and I've done that for the last 12 years. Although I've been practicing meditation for 33 years from a young age, as I've grown up in this, we've understood about values and identity. But in the last 12 years, well, actually it's longer, since I started teaching positive thinking, one of the lessons is inner values and inner your own identity. And that has made me know what my own identity is. So each one of us has our own identity, our own character, but it's up to me, or for me to know that, which comes from experience.
Now, you're also an artist, and do you find that the disciplines of spiritual practice constrain your self-expression, or do they help it? How does that work?
They help it, definitely.
How?
Good question. As I said earlier, whatever I do in terms of cultural activities or anything in my day-to-day routine, I would not let the spiritual side get affected. But how I nourish the whatever activities I'm carrying out, whether it being just getting up, or whether it being going to work, or whether it being I'm teaching some course or taking part in a program, I find my strength comes from practicing meditation. So say like the morning meditation we have, that helps a lot, and I've disciplined myself very much over that years from a young age with the support of my family.
Is God humorous?
I think so.
How?
I think God is humorous because I am the child of God, and if I have humor in me, God is humorous. God is humorous in the sense he does share insights that make you look at things on the brighter side, because every situation, every paper we may have to face has a light at the end of that tunnel.
Thank you, Jagruti, for your very interesting insights and points about humor and lightness. It is very important for us to take ourselves lightly, to keep that smile, to be able to see the humorous side of the situations we come in, the people that we are surrounded by, and even our own selves. It's important not to take ourselves too seriously. Let us all ponder for a minute and think about the virtue of humor. That means a gentle, a funny, a positive take on the different situations that come. Humor as a virtue is not the kind of sarcasm, the kind of digging that a very negative kind of humor can be, but as a virtue, humor is that quality that keeps our lives joyful and filled with color and happiness. Let us ponder for a minute the feeling of that humor, that lightness, that comfortable feeling that lets us have good time with each other as part of the family of humanity. So I'd like to thank Jagriti very much for being with us today on Virtues for Life, and I'd like to thank the audience for being here with us today on this program, Virtues for Life. Om Shanti.